Parshas Bo'i begins not only the introduction to the first mitzvahs in the Torah. Rashi, the first Rashi in the Torah, actually says that this is the beginning of the Torah. In other words, Rashi has a problem. Why is it that the Torah discusses the whole story of Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, which are all very important? Very important, but it should be a sefer by itself. It should be like Yeshua and Shoftim. There should be a sefer called Beginning. And then Torah, which gives us introductions on how to live. And the mitzvahs, there should really be beginning with this parasha of Achodesh Zelachem. Rashi says the beginning, the first Rashi on Torah. Om Reb Yitzchok. Lo yehoi tzorech lahaschil es ha-Torah elem Achodesh Zelachem. Really, the Torah should only have begun by the possible of Achodesh Zelachem. Shehi mitzvah rishona shenitztava bo Yisrael. It's the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael got. The Yechidim, individuals, got the mitzvah of Mila and got the mitzvah of Kiranoshe, but Klal Yisrael, as a nation, only got from Achodesh Zelachem. Umatam posach with Bereishis. Why do we begin the Torah with Bereishis? Mishum koyach maisov higid la'amoy, because of his koyach maisov, the strength of his actions, he told to his nation. Lo seis lehen nachas goyim, in order to give them the excuse of giving over to Klal Yisrael something that the goyim later on will claim the United Nations belongs to us. And therefore, the entire Torah, Bereishis, Noach, Lech Lecha, the entire Bereishis, until Shmoy Sveira, until halfway through his Parshas Bo'i, is in order to answer, you know, as a Hasbara campaign against Goyim claiming that Israel belongs to them. It doesn't. It belongs to us. Hashem created Shemayim V'Oretz. He promised it to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We are his descendants. It belongs to us. That is it. Right? That is it. So the entire campaign is really just to get the Goyim off our backs. But the Torah really begins with HaChodesh HaZelachem, begins with this mitzvah. Now, if that's the case, you know, in every good drasha, in every good speech, there has to be a very, very good opening. The guy stands up there and for the first 5 minutes rambles on in a very monotonous tone, something that isn't really relevant. You lost the audience. You've lost the audience, right, with David?
Absolutely. I've said that many times.
You've lost the audience. Right? A good speech has got to have a good beginning and a good end and very little in the middle. And therefore, this parasha is the parasha that begins the Torah. This mitzvah, Chodesh HaZelachem, is the mitzvah that begins the Torah. And we begin it with Rosh Chodesh.
Wow.
Wow. HaChodesh HaZelachem. Why begin the Torah with this mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh? Where are our fundamentals? Where are the basics of Jewish tenets of belief? Of knowing there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam and a Haftarecha Kamoicha and Shabbos, beginning with something more striking, something more elegant. Why with the Rosh Chodesh? So, Baruch Hashem, I worked through this parasha and I've come out with a very, very wonderful mahalach. And that in this mitzvah itself actually has a very basic tenet of the Yud Gimel Ani Mamins. I'm not going to go to all through 13. But I want to go through a very, very interesting mitzvah. We did not discuss this in the past. We discussed something else about mitzvah Rosh Chodesh. But within this mitzvah of Achodesh HaZelachem, the Ramban brings down that there is another mitzvah besides Rosh Chodesh. If you look in the Ramban and Perikud Beis, Pasuk Beis, HaChodesh HaZelachem Rosh Chodoshim, this Chodesh should be Rosh Chodoshim, in other words, Nisan should be Rosh Chodoshim, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshei Hashana. This is the first month of the months of the year. Says the Ramban, this is the first mitzvah, and he says, yes, sir. What's the reason behind this? Shimonu Oisa Yisrael Chodesh Rishon. The Klal Yisrael should start counting now the months from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Nisan being Rosh Chodesh Rishon. Iyar being the second month. Sivan being the third month, right? And later on we find the Torah, Chodesh HaShviv Echel HaChodesh, the Torah says in the seventh month, on the first day, is Rosh Hashanah, right? Tishrei. And therefore the Torah itself, from this point on, counts the months according to Nisan. Nisan is the first month.
This is Ramban?
The Ramban. The Ramban. And the Ramban said this is a mitzvah to count the months according to the Tzivu is to count the months according to this. Many of the Rishonim, by the way, hold this as a real mitzvah. And there's major discussion in the Apiskim of problems that could arise if a person writes today's date as, say, the 31st or the 1st. a 31st or a 12th. 31st or a 12th, it's not the 31st of Nisan today, right? It's the 31st of December. So what right do we have to count the months according to the way the Goyim count it? So some people write afterwards, le minyonom, according to the way they count, not according to the way we count. The Chasson Sefer brings down that you should sign your name and then write the date, and therefore you're signing a name to what's above and not signing a name to agreeing that this is a correct date in shtoros and documents. Be that as it may, it's a big discussion. And a lot of people actually, on Makbid, my Rebbe's on Makbid, Reb Chaim Kaufman, Zecharin Rachel's Makbid, never to write first or the first or the second or the first. He would write, by the way, in Israeli checkbooks, you can write Aleph Nisan, Dalet Tammuz, which is great. Yeah, but not everyone remembers what date it is, right? But you should write 1st Aug, yeah, 2013, whatever it is. That way it's better. You're not counting according to their countings. Because the Ramban holds there's a mitzvah to count Nisan as the first month. Everything that goes further than that are the other months going from there. But there's a mitzvah, Rishon Hu Lechem Chosh Hashanah, it's the first month. Now let's understand why this is the case. There's a machlekes in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. When was Briyas HaOlam? When was the world created? It's machlekes in the Gemara Tanoim. One Tana holds it was on Rosh Hashanah, which is what we know as Aleph Tishrei, was when man was created. Yeah, and some people, and there are those who hold it as Aleph Nisan was the world was created. We happen to hold it comes out very clearly, yeah, that we hold our Rosh Hashanah. What we consider Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, the new year, begins on Aleph Tishrei. Yeah, all the cards, the New Year cards come out, the Jewish New Year cards with the picture of the silver shofar, yeah, and those scales and everything else. As Rosh Hashanah, we count on Aleph Tishrei. No doubt about it, okay? And that is when we have Rosh Hashanah, we take it very seriously, the new year, Tov Shin Ayin Dalet, the new calendars come out. You don't get new calendars coming out on Aleph Nisan. Yeah? You don't have that. So which means that the counting of the year, in reality, what we consider the new year, where the new year begins, and we Tov Shin Ayin Dalet, Tov Shin Ayin Hey, begins on Aleph Tishrei. No doubt. Nobody argues with that. If that is the case, what is the idea of counting the months according to Nisan and the years according to Tishrei? That's what in fact we're doing. We're counting the months from Nisan and the years from Tishrei. And it's more than likely that even the opinion who holds that the world was created in Tishrei agrees with this mitzvah that you got to count the months from Nisan. Not going according to the opinion who holds that the world was created in Nisan, and if you count the months from Nisan, and therefore his Rosh Hashanah is Nisan. So even the opinion who holds that the world was created in Tishrei, still for some reason we're counting the months from Nisan. Why? What's the idea behind that? Why is it so important? So the Ramban answers, and the Ramban says, the mitzvah is Shimanu Oisa Yisrael Chodesh Rishon Kidei Shiyeze Zichroin Benes HaGadol, in order for us to remember whenever you're writing on our calendar the first of the first, the first of Nisan, yeah, we should remember the big Nesa happened. Ki b'chol eishen nazkir hachadoshim yeh ha-nes nizkar. Every time we remember counting the months according to the first of the month, first from when? From the month of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Va'al kein ein lechadoshim shem b'teira, shem b'teira ele yom chodesh ha-shlishi. We talk about the third month. In other words, we are focusing our calendar, when you count the first month is from Nisan. Nisan was a great, incredible nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and if we count our months from there, to always remember this big nes. The question again can be asked. There's an even bigger nes in Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that nes was Briyas Shemayim Va'oretz, the creation of heaven and earth, which took place in Tishrei. So why, again, do we start working and focusing on the nes of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, which was a minor nes compared to the incredible nes of Briyas Shemayim Va'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in Tishrei. Again, why do we focus on that nes rather than that nes? Why don't we count our months from Tishrei? So both Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Ksav Sofer come out with the same yisoid. And this is something which is a very, very wonderful pshat. The Gemara says,
who's the other person?
The Ksav Sofer and the Rav Moshe Feinstein. And they say that this, the Gemara says that to call him a kabel, whoever. Gemara says, call him a vorich es achidush bizmanoi. Anyone who does kiddush levana, ki'ilu mekabel pnei ashchina. It's as if he has completely accepted the shchina. Shenema, the posuk says, hachidush hazeh, this month. And also it says, zeh keli van veyu. We point and say Zeke Devan Vayu. Wonderful thing, Kiddush, Kiddush Havana. Wonderful thing, you're going outside, a group of people, you huddle together in a cold, and you say it, you know, you try and get the light and you can't find the moon. It's not that difficult. Wow, unbelievable. So you've got to stay standing up. What is so special about Kiddush Havana? I'm sure you've all come across this phenomena that you're driving in a car, in a cab, right? And you hear the cab driving saying, Bezrat Hashem, Bezrat Hashem, Bezrat Hashem, everything Bezrat Hashem. And then you hear him on the phone speaking to his friend, Moti, Evatolech Machar, where are you going tomorrow? Machar being Shabbos. Oh, you're going to the beach, you're going to here, you're going to there. Right? So these people, Bezrat Hashem, are driving the car, Bezrat Hashem, to the beach, Bezrat Hashem, with no accent, Bezrat Hashem on Shabbos. Right? And they have a chamsa on the front there, and they have Na Nachman at the back, and they have the whole shebang. They obviously believe. If you ask these people who believe in Hashem, they'll probably press the eject button of your seat. Of course, what chutzpah, I don't believe in Rabbeinu Shlomo. But they believe that 5,700 and something years ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. No doubt. There is a Bria Sa'olim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. No doubt. But they don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs our life on a day-to-day basis. Every single moment of our life is a Shkocha Protis. Every single moment of our Kodesh Baruch Hu is looking at us, watching us, and keeping his finger on our existence. He's creating the world b'chol yoyim. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu is creating the world. Chadosh v'tuvah b'chol yoyim tomid. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu is creating the world the whole time. And therefore they believe, Bezat Hashem, everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the one who created the world. But believing that and therefore, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu who's looking at me, and it makes a difference if I keep Shabbos or not, that's something people don't find so possible. There's a mitzvah, the first mitzvah of Shulchan Aruch, Shavisi Hashem Negdi Tomid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be in front of you. How many people can have Shavisi Hashem Negdi Tomid? How many people live in that kind of phenomena of seeing HaKadosh Hashem constantly in front of their eyes? It's very, very difficult. But when a person stands outside the Kiddush Havana and he sees a very, very incredibly interesting phenomena within the natural world, that you have a moon that goes through phases, it waxes and wanes, it gets bigger and gets smaller, and it disappears, and all of a sudden it's there again, and it gets bigger and bigger and disappears again. Sees there's a new phenomena, there's a new relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world constantly anew. When you see that, there's very few things that you see changing so drastically. You know, the trees, gradually the leaves get brown and they fall off, and gradually the blossoms come up, but that's over months. To see on a day, something to see within day to day, you can see the moon getting bigger and smaller. That is a Kodesh Baruch Hu is recreating the world. When a person stands up and he has that realization that Hashem is recreating the world and he is there constantly, that is bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. That is Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. That is actually saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're not just there 5,000 years ago, you're in my life. I see you recreating. I have an obligation to you because you are helping me constantly, you're keeping me alive constantly. That's Kabbal Pnei HaShechina. There's no greater month to recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu's absolute control over worldly events than Nisan. Tishrei is Bria Shemayim V'Oretz. Tishrei is a month HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's no big deal. Created the world, you know, you got to be an absolute idiot. Yeah, you got to be a Stephen Hawking, a complete nut job, to believe the world did not create itself. You got to be so turned off from religion and believe in seeding theories. Yeah, Martians came down, yeah, and this seed. And where did these Martians come from? We're not dealing with Martians. We're dealing with the world, and therefore we don't have to think about religion. Right? All this crazy, crazy stuff. If you just posh it, just think, how is that possible? Work it out. Work it out. Of course Hashem created the world. That doesn't take a big nevuah. That doesn't take an incredible mind to work that out. That is posh it. That's simple. And therefore we don't count the world from Tishrei. That's simple. We count the world from Nisan, which is the Kodesh Baruch's involvement in Nisim, in manipulating the world to help us, to reacting to our life and our events. That is Nisan. That's why we count from Nisan. So therefore, the first reason why we count from Nisan rather than Tishrei is for us to realize and appreciate that Kodesh Baruch Hu is within our life. He's Oysa, he's recreated the world, and Yaseh, and he's completely in the world recreating it. That is the first fundamental we have. Asks Rav Moshe, but there's another fundamental. The other fundamental is that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah. Torah came from Sinai. If Torah came from Sinai, why don't we count the year from Sivan? From the Sinai Satira, the world only exists because of our Torah. It only exists because of us. Because we're sitting and learning. If there'd be one moment there was no Torah, the world wouldn't exist. So why don't we count from an even greater moment of when the Torah was given? Why don't we count a month from Sivan? Says Rav Moshe like this. And this is Rav Moshe. Okay? Mi Moshe v'ad Moshe l'kom ka Moshe. This is Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein. He said, Torah, and this is something you have to hear, and he says it so many times, Torah is not a science. A Talmud Chochem is not somebody who is wise enough to work through a Tosfos, who's clever enough to break apart a Dvar Halacha. That is not Torah. Torah is not something that's to make us more learned. Torah is about changing us. Torah is about improving our character. Torah is about working on our midas. Torah is about making us different from goyim, making us more moral people, caring about people more on a whole different level, not better, in a different level. He said the Torah is not given, we don't count from Sivan because that means Torah begins by giving us a Torah. We count from Nisan because the Torah begins by preparing ourselves to receive the Torah, by working on ourselves to get the midas that we should be able to be worthy of understanding Torah, what the Torah wants from us. And therefore we count from already from Nisan, the 49 days of preparation for the Torah, that is when we count from. Receiving the Torah is great, but it's nothing. It's nothing unless we prepare ourselves beforehand. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi, not because he was the greatest mind. He was the greatest Navi because he was the greatest Onof, Mikol Adam. His midas were the best. And that is why you receive the Torah through him. And that is why we count from Nisan, with a preparation to the Torah, rather than just counting from Sivan when we receive the Torah. Because the main part of the Derech Eretz Kodma Torah, Derech Eretz that comes before Torah. There's a very, very fascinating Gemara. Listen to this. The Gemara says, the Gemara in Shabbos, you have to see this Gemara in Shabbos, Akuf Mem Zayin Mabes. Reb Lezer Ben Aroch, you ever heard of Lezer Ben Aroch? Ever heard of him? Lezer ben Aroch was a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Talmud Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Mishnah says, if all the Talmud Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai were on one side of the Kaf Maznayim, and Lezer ben Aroch on the other one, he would be machriya all of them. He was the God Lador. The Gemara calls it, the Mishnah says over there, he was K'mayam HaMiskaber. He was like a well that was constantly, like a spring, constantly giving over Torah. Incredible man. The God Lador. The Gemara says, in Kuf Mem Zayin Mabes in Shabbos, Reb Lezer ben Aroch went to a place called Purgisa. It's a shame Medina, which is very beautiful. And he went to Switzerland, right? And there it says there's beautiful seas, and it was a spa place. It was Tov L'Rafua, a wonderful spa place. Imshich Basraihu, he got pulled after it. Says Rashi over there, he got pulled after the wine and the rechitza, and the rechitza means the bathhouse, the spa experience. I'aka Talmudei, he forgot his learning. When he came back, Lezer ben Aroch came back, probably with a nice tan, lost a bit of weight, looked good, yeah, rosy complexion. Reb Lezer ben Aroch liked to say Dvar Torah. He stands up Shalashudas in Shul, and he opens up the Chumash and Parshas Boy, and he reads, instead of HaChidesh Hazeh Lochem, he reads it, Hacheresh Hoyo Libom. Hachodesh Hazer Lochem, probably didn't have vowels. He read it, Hacheresh Hoyo Libom. Their heart was stone. Nebuch. And they all started laughing. Oy vey. Hacheresh Hoyo Libom. You can't even read Hachodesh Hazer Lochem. Why, Rabbi Sai, did he make that fatal mistake just with Hachodesh Hazer Lochem? Why does Hachodesh Hazer Lochem come Hacheresh Hoyo Libom? What happened over there? What went wrong over there that just on this pasuk he completely messed up? I'd like to give you a vort from Rosh Hashanah Fal Hish. Now I must tell you, Rosh Hashanah Fal Hish is an unbelievable and incredible sefer. Any part of Rosh Hashanah Fal Hish you read, whether it's Chorev, whether it's Allah Torah, is unbelievable. And this is coming from the great grandchild of the Würzburger Rav, who is Rosh Hashanah Fal Hish's greatest opponent. Yeah, there's a big machlekus in the old times, the Würzburger Rav, Reb Yitzchok Doiv Bamberger, with the Rosh Hashanah Fal Hish, they were the biggest opponents. And coming from over a lot of different things, primarily over to include the reform movement, to be makar of them, or to distance them. Rosh Hashanah Fala Hirsch believed that you got to make a separate community completely. You got to cut them out. My great grandfather believed that if you cut them out, you're going to lose them forever. And therefore, as best we can, we've got to deal with them and encourage them to be part of it. It was a very, very big machlekes, and it really split German history apart. And I can't say who's right. It's not up to me to say who's right. But it was a huge machlekes. But Rosh Hashanah Fala Hirsch going through the Torah is unbelievable. Listen to this thought, and you have to listen. This is incredible. Rosh Hashanah Fala Hirsch asks a few questions. He asks the question we asked beforehand: what is this idea of counting the years from Tishrei and the months from Nisan? What's the idea behind that? It's ridiculous. You know, it's like halfway through the year is a Rosh Chodesh. How does that work? Well, what's the idea behind that? So he says, listen to this. This is so beautiful. He said, Shano is from the word shone, which means it comes back on itself. Yeah? Repeats itself. A year repeats itself. He says, so what happens is, you start off at one point and you turn back exactly the same point again. Okay? It comes back on itself. Listen to this. This is unbelievable. He says, so too in a day as well. The day also pivots around, and it actually comes back to the same point again. Day and night turns around and comes back to the same point again. He said, Tishrei and Nisan are really two different opposites of the year. Nisan is a time of blossoming, of renewal. Yeah? It's a time of spring. Tishrei is a time when you're going towards autumn and winter. Yeah? Correct? And therefore, the Nisan year begins with spring and ends with spring. The Tishrei year begins with autumn and ends with autumn. He said, not only do we have two different ways of counting, of considering different times of the year, of Nisan and Tishrei, even doing every single day, the two different ways of establishing the beginning and the end of a day. In every day, we know in a world of living as human beings, the day begins with a night and ends with a night. Yeah, that's how the day begins. The day begins with a night, ends with a night. A person's birthday, a person's bar mitzvah, yeah, Ma'ariv, begins with a night, ends with a night. There was one time and one place where the day did not begin at night. Do you know where that is?
The
Noachite system. Post the Torah was given. There's one place where the world, where the day begins with the morning, and that is the Beis HaMikdosh. The Beis HaMikdosh begins with the morning. The beginning, the day begins in the Beis HaMikdosh with that. The Kabbonis and the Tomid begins with the morning, and it goes eventually till the night, and it goes till the next morning. So the day begins in the morning. And therefore, both in the way of counting the months, yeah, we have a year which starts Tishrei and ends Tishrei. And that year, by the way, is a real year. In other words, there's certain times within that year we actually count that as a year. Tishrei is the beginning of Shemitah. Beginning of Yovel. Beginning of Maisa Behema. Beginning of Maisa of growing vegetables. That is a year that we count, and we consider that a Rosh Chodesh for that year. A Rosh Hashanah for that year. Correct? When it comes to, though,
Kings
and months, we count the beginning of the year from Nisan. Why? Why? The day begins for human purposes begins at night and ends at night, and in the Beis HaMikdosh it began day and it ended with day. Why? So he says like this, because this is to teach us a fundamental in life, and that is that when it comes to Gashmias, when it comes to working through our years, Shmita, working on the fields, letting go, yes, no, that is a year begins dark. It begins dark. Gashmius begins dark. It comes dark. Even if you see during the process, tremendous light, growth, it starts dark and suddenly there's spring in the middle. And then you see later on, you see summer and everything is blossoming and everything is growing. You should just know that the end of the year ends off dark as well. with all everything, life begins gashmis. What does a person begin with? And then suddenly they see success and they see wealth. Don't get too carried away. At the end of it, it's back dark again. It's in the caver again. And therefore, when it comes to a human being, when it comes to counting his years, Maisa Behema, all his wealth, Shana, Shmitis, everything else, the year, when it comes to human beings, it starts off dark and ends off dark, even if there's summer and spring in the middle. When it comes, though, to Ruchnius, when it comes to real growth, when it comes to Jewish leadership, when it comes to Malachim, Jewish leadership, when it comes to the year of months of Yomim Tovim, and dealing here with a Jewish year and basing ourselves on real beliefs on how we're going to grow through a Pesach, through a Shavuos, then our year begins with a spring, light. And even if things get tough in the middle, and it gets difficult to do mitzvahs, and there's nisyonos, and there's tests, but eventually it'll turn back light again. It turns back into the spring, and that is Olam Haba. So when it comes to Gashmius, it's dark, and it can be tremendous light, it'll end up dark. When it comes to Ruchnius, it begins with spring. Even if it ends dark, don't worry, there's tremendous light at the end of it. And that's with the day as well. The day in a human being's day starts off at night, and in the middle he sees tremendous light. Look at me, I'm so successful, I'm doing so well. Yeah, the end, it ends off dark again. The day ends off dark. In a Beis HaMikdash, which is all about Avodas Hashem, netto, that's it. That's all about Avodas Hashem. The day began in the morning. And even if later on it got dark and the sun set, yes. But back to where we are, the day begins with the light. This is Nisan. Of course the years begin with Cheshvan. That's the year of Tishri. That's the years with human beings. But if you really want to focus on the real truth of our existence, or what's really the reality of life, that is the Nisan. And even if things get dark, and things are have nisyonos and difficult trials and tribulations for our life, if you do what's right, you come back to a Nisan. This Tana, tremendous person, he went out and did not focus on what he should be focusing on. He did not focus on the Nisan. He did not focus on Ruchnius, he focused on the Gashmius. When it came to HaChidesh HaZeh Lachem, he read it HaCheresh HaLibon. Marshall says, he became stone. He missed the point. He did not see where the light was and where the dark was. He did not see what HaChidesh HaZeh Lachem is teaching us. That count Nisan as the month, because that is an opening to who we really, really are. That is an opening of reality, what life is all about. And therefore, the first fundamental of what we did was a basic of the Animamins. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Animamin, Shabbos Baruch Shemoi, not created the world. Boyer Mane Chol HaBruim, that's not enough, that he created the Chol HaBruim. For Hu Levadoi Oso V'Oise V'Yase L'Chol HaMaisim, he makes everything on a day-to-day basis. That is the first Animamin, to say that we count the months from Nisan, because Nisan was a month of the creation of the world. No, creation of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world on a daily basis. That is the first Animamin. The other Animamin was Moshe Feinstein says that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Novi. Why is he greatest? Because he had the best Midas. We don't count from Sivan. We count from Nisan, because it's a Midas that goes into Torah. Animamin b'munah shleima shenavos Moshe Rabbeinu olav hasholom hoysa mitis ushuhu hoya av nevim. Why was he av nevim? Not because he was the cleverest, but because he had the best Midas. Midas Tovus, counting from Nisan, not from Sivan, to teach us that Torah is about working in yourself, becoming different. That's the Midas Tovus. That's the other Animamin. The other Animamin is the idea of Schavoinish, that you should just know in a physical world, things look fantastic. Things look fantastic, but it ends off dark again. In a spiritual world, things can look very dark, but if you do what you have to do, you'll get tremendous schar at the end. That is an animamin. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what's going on. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goymel toiv l'shoymer mitzvosof, umanish o'ivre mitzvosof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the very best if you do what's supposed to be right, and will punish you if not. However hard it is, I just want to finish off with a makoyer to the last animamin. Animamin b'munah shleima, not the last animamin, Shlema Bevias HaMashiach. How does that come in over here? Now this is, Rabbi Yisai, this is a tremendous chidushim, but it's got extremely strong sources to this, and it's not me saying this, it's the Riach Kamenetsky. Where does the naming of the months, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, come from? Bovel. The Ramban just says that counting the months Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, is counting it from Nisan, has an incredible importance to it. Because remember now, the first month from the Geula of Mitzrayim, the second month from the Mitzrayim. Yet in the Torah itself, not Torah, in Mor Nevi'im, in Esther, it talks about Huchedish Ador. That's Ador. How's Ador come from? Yeah? Where's Ador come from? Ador is a Babylonian term. Why on earth are we leaving behind that Rishon Sheni Shlishi and calling it Nisan Iyar Siva? And in Shul we do the same thing. Rish Chodesh Nisan Iyar Biyo. Rish Chodesh Tammuz. You know what Tammuz is? Tammuz is the name of Avodah Zarah. Tammuz is the name of Avodah Zarah. Rish Chodesh Tammuz Iyar Biyo. Tell us over here. What are we doing over here? Not only that, in the time, how careful we were not to change our language. It's a Babylonian term. In Mitzrayim, they never changed their language. And here, we started taking Babylonian terms. Furthermore, where was Talmud Bavli learned? In Bavel. Okay, fine. In Bavel, write in Aramaic. Write it in local language of Aramaic. Talmud Yerushalmi was learnt, it was taught in Yerushalayim. Hence, it's called Talmud Yerushalmi. Why is that in Aramaic? Why use a Goyishan language? Why not Loshon HaKodesh? What's going on over here? So Yaakov Kamenetsky comes along with an unbelievable insight. And he says, the second base of Migdosh did not have an Oren. So we think to ourselves, why is there no Oren over there? Because it wasn't around. You couldn't find it. Not true. The Mishnah says in Shkolim, there's a time where Koyein found the place of the Oren, and he wanted to tell somebody, and on his way, he died. You couldn't tell the other person. And the Mishnah says from there we see that in fact we know exactly the place of the Oren is. In other words, we knew where the Oren was and we ignored it. Why? Why do you do that for? What do you do that? What's all that about? He says a Chiddush. He says the first Beis HaMikdash was a real Beis HaMikdash. That was something that absolutely was part of our history. That was something planned and that was something fundamental within our growth that we needed. That was real. The second Beis HaMikdash was a band-aid. It was not something that was really part of our focus as Jews. The third Beis HaMikdash, Be'ezus Hashem, will be the real Beis HaMikdash. And he said, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the second Beis HaMikdash over there? Because after 70 years of falling apart, after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that it's not shaykh, it's not possible for us to continue anymore. We cannot possibly survive unless we have a second Beis HaMikdash that we can prepare ourselves now to go into the long golus until the third Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. And therefore, he put the second Beis HaMikdash over there, not as a major second Beis HaMikdash factor, but in order to allow us to recharge ourselves to be able to last the long golus until the third Beis HaMikdash. That is what he says. And he said, if you look in the Nevuah, fascinating, the Nevuah of Zechariah, Nevuah of Yecheskel, that talks about the Binyan Beis of Bayis Shlishi, comes before the Nevuah of Haggai that talks about the second Beis HaMikdash. Why is that? Because the third Beis HaMikdash was our real Beis HaMikdash. We needed later on a second Beis HaMikdash to keep us going. He said, for this reason, Klal Yisrael did not want to forget where we came from. We did not want to go to Eretz Yisrael in the second Beis HaMikdash times and think we've made it. We're home. We're not home. We have no Oren. Aye, we know where it is. Shh. Keep it there. This we're keeping for the third Beis HaMikdash. This is the Nevuah that we're waiting for. The real rebuilding Beis HaMikdash is not now. It's in future Beis HaMikdash. Let's carry on speaking Babylonian. Let's pretend we're still in Babylon. Let's pretend we're still in Babel. Let's call the months Babylonian months. Let's pretend we're still there. Because just now we're here, let's not talk Loshon HaKodesh now because we have a problem with that. So why do we have a second Beis HaMikdash? To recharge us. By the way, Yaakov Kamenetsky said often that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an incredible matana, incredible gift of Medinat Yisrael, which is an incredible gift, is because Klal Yisrael went through such a difficult time in the Holocaust. And the Jews had such a difficult time in Europe that were they not to have a bit of light in Eretz Yisrael, who knows where we'd be today. And therefore, Kosh Baruch Hu re-put in there a little ray of light that we should appreciate and use correctly in order to help us. That was the second base of Mikdash. It was a ray of light. And therefore we called the months Babylonian months to remember Bovel. And we started speaking Babylonian. We used the Talmud Yushami was in Bovel. All to remember that we're not there yet. And therefore the Nisan Iyar Sivan that we count today, we count in Babylonian to remember that even in a time of the base of Mikdash, second base of Mikdash, we're still striving for the third base of Mikdash. By the way, the brachos of Shemona Esra were written in the time of second base of Mikdash. And still we have the Shlaim Urcha Barachmin Tosh Vesishka Masecha Kasha Debarato. We're still asking for the rebuilding of base of Mikdash. And therefore the Nisan Iyar Sivan that we're counting today is not going in the face of counting Rishon Sheni Shlishi. It is the basics of the fundamentals that we have beforehand of a Kosh Baruch who created the world and he runs the world and the Schavo Enosh and we have to prepare ourselves to do mitzvahs, but still we are waiting and focusing all that to the Ezes Hashem. Remember that it's a Nisan Iyar Sivan that we're still in Golos, we're still in the old Babylonian Golos, and we've got to work on ourselves and improve ourselves to be Zoicha to the real Geula. So therefore this mitzvah of Achodesh Ezel Lachem, to count the months according to Rishon Sheni Shlishi, not from Tishrei, is the fundamentals of so many of the animamins, and that's why I strongly believe is the reason why the Torah began with the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem.